Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
North Korean dictator Kim Jong-un, facing a food shortage, is asking his country men and women to eat less food as the communist nation deals with a food emergency that is expected to continue at least until 2025, according to some reports. About 40% of North Korea's 25 million citizens are estimated by the United Nations World Food Program to be undernourished. As lawmakers try to strike a deal, President Biden continues negotiating to get his social spending bill through Congress. He will meet with House Democrats on the partisan legislation and talk to the American people in a speech Thursday morning from the East Room. The president will be flying overseas at midday to meet with world leaders. The Houston Astros have tied up the World Series at one game apiece after a 7-2 win over the Atlanta Braves Wednesday evening. Game 3 will be in Atlanta Friday evening. USA Radio News.
This is an important message. Do you have an IRA, 401k, or retirement account worth more than $100,000? Your portfolio may qualify for an IRS tax loophole that allows you to own physical, precious metals inside of your retirement account. Want our free report that shows you how? We are WealthProtectionResearch.com, and we help investors connect with the top precious metal companies in America to own physical gold and silver inside their retirement account using this little-known but very powerful IRS loophole. To claim your free IRS loophole report today, just text the word Gold to 48542. WealthProtectionResearch.com wants to get this information in your hands now so that you can protect your hard-earned investments. Text G-O-L-D to 48542 to learn more. When you text the word Gold to 48542, we'll send you a secure link to download our IRS loophole report to show you how to start protecting your wealth with precious metals. Don't wait. Text the word Gold to 48542 now. Wealth Protection Research. Text Gold to 48542.
A retail group is reporting U.S. retailers could see record sales to finish out the year. Tim Berg from the Phoenix USA Radio News Bureau reports.
The National Retail Federation says this upcoming holiday season could break records. Sales could be as high as $859 billion, which means growth could top 10%. Last year's sales total grew by just over 8% and came in at $770.3 billion. The Federation considers the holiday season to be from November 1st through New Year's Eve. From the USA Radio News Phoenix Bureau, I'm Tim Berg.
SpaceX has rolled a Dragon spacecraft and Falcon 9 to the launch pad for the rocket's first launch in more than 6 weeks. The Kennedy Space Center launch to the International Space Station is scheduled for October 31st. It should be noted, with a very tight window of opportunity, there's a chance that Crew 3's launch could move back to November. USA Radio News.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
Utah Senator Republican Mike Lee on Fox News gives his takeaway after questioning Attorney General Merrick Garland and his suspected weaponizing of the DOJ against parents in America.
He couldn't identify a single threat of violence, and he basically acknowledged that he couldn't. Nor did he explain to my satisfaction or that of anyone why this needed to be a federal investigation. Look, most crimes occur in violation of state law, and most criminal prosecutions occur under state law in state court systems. I asked him to identify what the basis for federalizing this. He couldn't, he wouldn't, he didn't. Why? Well, he's weaponizing the Department of Justice for blatantly partisan political purposes. It was distressing. It was discouraging. It was wrong. Maybe one could justify this if one were convinced that parents showing up to school board meetings to discuss, as neighbors and local constituents, concerns with how their children were being educated at public schools. If you could identify them as a domestic terrorist network, then yeah, that would perhaps be appropriate to get the Department of Justice involved. And of course you can't, because that's absurd. And the entire exercise today was absurd. I've never seen anyone take so much time in order to explain something that really should have just been dismissed with, we screwed up, we screwed up badly, I'm sorry. Now that wouldn't make it okay, but it makes it that much more inexcusable that he would come and spend hours with us trying to defend the utterly indefensible.
Lance Pry, USA Radio News.
Nobody wants to get ripped off, broken into, or robbed, but nobody wants to pay a lot of money to have their home protected either. I've got an offer to tell you about to provide home security for your home for less than a dollar a day. For real, with no installation or equipment charges. And this is from a company rated number one by a leading consumer research company. According to the facts, most of you won't even call unless there's a burglary in your neighborhood or something bad happens. So let's give you a reason. Save money. For less than a dollar a day with no other costs, you can get your home secured. Plus, get a lifetime equipment replacement warranty. You need protection for your home. Call the Home Security Hotline right now.
800-755-7921. 800-755-7921. 800-755-7921. That's 800-755-7921.
America back on track. Bill Martinez live.
You know, the thing about getting America back on track, if you haven't quite realized this, maybe you should. You know, so America goes, so the world goes. I mean, this is what we're looking at, is the implications of what's happening in America, how it affects us globally. Now, for those of you who have been keeping an eye on the World Economic Council and the push for a one-world government, you got to understand, we're heading that way. I think it's inevitable. Well, ultimately, it's inevitable. We know that to be the case, because on a spiritual context, God's very clear. He said that there will be a one-world government. But the kind of leader that we're talking about is his son, not a bunch of humanoids that think they know better, which we're getting all exercised over because, as I tell my kids all the time, experience defines preference. And we're getting a lot of experience right now from these politicians, the Joe Bidens, Nancy Pelosi's, the rest of the world leaders who tell us one thing but yet do something altogether different when it comes to serving the people, as we can see. Well, we saw the first boot take a fall when we left Afghanistan. And people here who know better, like John Guandolo, our next guest, a U.S. Navy Academy graduate, experienced officer who served this country in the Marine Corps, also as an FBI agent, he knew that that was just the first shoe to drop, so to speak. I say boot, but it's like, okay, when is the second boot going to drop to where what happens in Afghanistan doesn't stay in Afghanistan? And of course, we're already seeing this because jihad in Europe is on the rise. John Guandolo, always good to have you with us. How are you doing, sir?
I'm doing well, and it is always a pleasure to be on with you.
Well, John, did I frame that right? Is that the other boot of jihad and what was ignited in Afghanistan is coming to a theater near you?
Yes, you framed it, I thought, marvelously. I think that what we see, the two big things I would kind of, two markers I would put on the table is, you know, for several months, the leadership of the Islamic community in the United States has been telling Muslims to prepare for jihad. And then we've got Al-Qaeda, who's one of their senior officials for their media outlet, says that America's going to experience something more painful than 9/11. And these are what we call in my line of work clues that things are not well. And at the same time, just yesterday, the Pentagon said they expect a major attack within 6 months. So those are three very significant markers that point in one direction. So, yes, I believe that it's, it is here. We see that our leadership is actually facilitating and taking actions that will make whatever is coming much worse, because they're bringing people in. They're opening things up. They're taking actions that give the enemy free rein.
Well, we have learned from history that there is a time for war and a time for peace, and we sense clearly when you have these markers and indicators, whether it's the Pentagon, other forces around the world saying, hey, prepare yourself, you know, there's something clearly brewing. Some people may say, well, why don't they do it right now? I mean, they've got over $80 billion of armaments that we left behind. Doesn't that give them enough to start? But like you said, as in the case of any war, in any combative situation, you know, preparation is key here. Also, there are seasonal things to consider, right? I mean, like the weather, for example. You know, what happens during these periods of time that make the climate more conditional for war? Does that come into play, John?
It does. We have seen, you know, if you just look at take Afghanistan as an example, during certain times, certainly during the winter months, we saw fighting wane a little bit. And then, of course, everybody called it, you know, the spring offensive is coming, because they knew as soon as the weather warmed up, it would come out. So there are considerations, and it depends. And again, I'll remind your audience, you know, you've got in Islam, the law of jihad allows for and commands all Muslims to wage jihad under certain conditions. So individuals, when the call of jihad goes out, can wage jihad if they have the ability and they agree with the call in their circumstances, they can wage it. And then jihad is called for in communal situations. And so you've got to actually understand how it applies. But my point for this is you can see individual jihad at any time. So individuals who decide they're going to wage jihad can do it at any time, in any place.
So are we going to see something maybe similar to what we saw in Orlando, in San Bernardino, California, where this jihad, you know, comes to more of a, you know, maybe a city or, you know, a zip code, you know, just, you know, in smaller impacts, but cumulatively have greater impact because there's going to be more smaller impacts like this. Does that make sense?
It does make sense. And I think you're going to see all kinds of things. I think you're going to see it come at us in many ways. So, yes, you're going to see those kinds of operations. So you've got certain operations are planned and sanctioned, you know, at a, like by Pakistani, you know, organizations, by Al Qaeda, by ISIS, and you know, people train and then they come into the United States and then they operate. They're those kind of operations. But I'll just say, you know, one of the attacks that was thwarted in the United States was about a dozen suicide bombers that were a dozen suicide bombing attacks, like backpack bombs, and that was thwarted a number of years ago. And without going into all the details, the point is the plan there was to send people into public places. So if you think about what it would be like if one day we turned on our television and in a city or in a region or in several cities, you know, three different cities, there were four or five suicide bombers at a metro station, at a mall, at a, you know, God forbid, a school, you know, that's one way that they're coming at it. But they've also been, you know, we know for a fact that ISIS and Al Qaeda met with Antifa people overseas mm-hmm. to plan all kinds of attacks, including chemical attacks and biological attacks. So everything's right. on the table.
Mm-hmm. Well, we've got to go to break. And when we come back, we'll continue to unravel this because, boy, in going to war and understanding war is coming, there's a lot to be said about preparation, and we're going to take advantage of John Guandolo's counterterrorism expertise. Stay with us. We'll get more from him after this.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you, too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com. And get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
Folks, looks like food shortages are here and gonna stick around. Supply chains are breaking down, and inflation is back with a vengeance. It's all part of the shortage economy. What used to be unthinkable is now in the headlines. Are you ready? Do you currently have a stockpile of emergency food at home? If not, go to MyPatriotSupply.com today, and you'll find an emergency food kit that's right for you and your family. My Patriot Supply is the largest preparedness company in America, serving millions of families like yours. Pick up a 3-month food kit that stays fresh for up to 25 years in proper storage. The meals in the kit provide over 2,000 delicious calories a day. That's important when you need to survive. Order from MyPatriotSupply.com and your food will ship fast in unmarked boxes to protect your privacy. Don't wait for permission or more empty store shelves. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com now. MyPatriotSupply.com.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
If you're 65 or older and Medicare is your main source of insurance, pay close attention right now and listen for details on how you may save thousands of dollars on your health care costs. Did you know that Medicare can pay for things like dental visits, home delivery of drugs, even a gym membership? Call us right now and learn how to unlock all your Medicare benefits. Medicare and supplemental plans that we provide can even offer you drug coverage with zero copays and pay for transportation to your doctors. Medicare plans can offer you wonderful money-saving benefits, but you've got to call now. We'll help you get the most out of your Medicare. Make this free, no-obligation call now. Save a ton of money on your health care costs and get the code to unlock all your earned Medicare benefits. Paid for by Senior Choice Plans. 800-796-3954. 800-796-3954. That's 800-796-3954.
Why have thousands of aspiring authors teamed up with Christian Faith Publishing to publish their book? Because Christian Faith Publishing is an author-friendly publisher who understands that your labor is more than just a book. We provide authors freedom and flexibility throughout the publishing process, professional book editing, award-winning design, and some of the highest royalty structures in the publishing industry. And as always, you will retain 100% of the rights to your book.
I was looking to find a company that I could trust, one that assisted in the editing process completely.
The most important qualities that I was looking for was a publisher who was honest and upfront. No hidden costs or fees and owning the rights to my own work.
Christian Faith Publishing will publish, market, and sell your books in all major bookstores, online booksellers, as well as specialty Christian bookstores. Call for your free author submission kit.
800-978-4811. 800-978-4811. 800-978-4811. That's 800-978-4811.
Yeah. Hey, we're back with you 19 minutes after the top of the hour. Fresh and independent, just the way you like to hear from us, Monday through Friday, 9 to noon Eastern, 6 to 9 Pacific. John Guandolo, counterterrorism expert and former FBI agent, continues with us. John has been saying this, gosh, I think from the very beginning, John, when you and I first started meeting on the air on this radio network, you said, believe what you see. And now more than ever, I think that people just can't believe. They're shocked. They're just kind of in a bit of I don't know if it's just a terror, I don't know, hypnotic stance or whatever, that they just cannot believe that their government is this bad, that it really does look, it is this bad. That, I mean, that is a fact. And we were talking on air, and I reminded John that it was, John Whitehead from the Rutherford Institute, who said that we've got FEMA camps that are open, ready to take on visitors, long-term visitors for re-education camps. They have been open for a long time and ready for business. And this is why your vote counts, because you've got a communist, Marxist-minded government in play right now. This is what your vote delivered. Okay, and they are in play, and they want the minions to saddle up, come alongside. If you're not going to come alongside, they have ways to condition you. And all this stuff, whether it's the vaccine, whether the cost of gasoline, whether or not you're thinking, gosh, do we have turkey or no turkey for Thanksgiving? You know, forget about this, that we're going to save 16 cents. What another big bunch of bunk that's turned out to be. And of course, what's been happening at, these school meetings, these school board meetings. And you see with these hearings with the one and only Merrick Garland. Thank God. You imagine if he was a judge, if he was a Supreme Court justice. I mean, what a mess. And he tries to tell us that, he tries to redefine what domestic terrorism is and what he meant and how quick they were, responded. And of course, we know, John, the government doesn't move this fast. Only if it wants to, as I think one senator said, that he's asked for information from the Justice Department and it takes him 3-4 months, if ever, to get the information. The school board sends a letter and within 4 days, you've got the Justice Department and the FBI breathing down the necks. And it is, I don't care what he said, the damage has already been done. It's cooling the heels of parents and of American citizens. And they're saying, wow, this is bad. I mean, could I end up like one of those January 6 prisoners, maybe?
Well, I think you just packaged a whole lot into one concept, but I agree that we have to believe our eyes and our senses that what is happening is happening. And I just was actually here in Dallas, spoke to a group last night, and it was one of the things that after laying out what is actually going on and sharing with people that exactly what you just shared, that I believe one of the biggest stumbling blocks in this war for patriots is that even patriots that are engaged and seem to understand what's happening, there is a psychological block that this, it cannot be as bad as it appears to be. And the answer is, yes, it is. That's exactly what you've got.
Right. And the answer isn't, and you got to hear this, okay? I mean, the reality is your eyes are telling you that you're at war with the government, that the vote that you delivered in November was not for this kind of government. And they flat out lied to us. Yes, they did lie to us. Now what are we going to do about it? And I think, John, you might agree with me with this, that the answer is not, arming up a bunch of patriots and taking on the military forces of the U.S. government that Joe Biden and Nancy Pelosi controlled, as we saw in January 6th. That was a little primer of what's going on and how they framed that whole fiasco. But we don't need to get into that kind of combat with this kind of force. But we need to do something. Maybe it's, the thought comes to mind, maybe it's a Gandhi moment for America, that we find a way to peacefully resist and to take a stand against this insanity. you know, you're the strategist, and there's several ways to go here. You know, you can meet force with more force, but you also have to count the cost and say, do you have enough force to withstand the force that's coming at you?
Well, I think that's a good question, and I think the problem is we're not having these discussions in enough communities. I will say that we work with folks at the national level, at the state level, and at the local level all over the country. When I say we, I'm talking about understanding the threat, my organization. And nobody else is doing what we're doing. And what we are doing is primarily organizing citizens, building them into teams, if you will, at the local level to lawfully identify the leaders of these communists and jihadi movements in the local community. And then take actions, aggressive and lawful actions, to push back and disrupt what they're doing. And that is what we do. And everything in the spectrum is in play. And these local tactics work as a part of a broader strategy. So you take back your community, you reestablish a Republican form of government at the local level, which means you must re-teach. You have to begin teaching the truth again in elementary schools, junior highs, and high schools at the same time that you're pushing the bad guys out. And then you fortify your community. And you do this around the country while building resilience in your community. That is the strategy, and that's the winning strategy.
One zip code at a time, right, John?
Say that again, sir.
I said one zip code at a time.
Right. You can be obviously working in multiple zip codes, but it's really in each area. You identify the best ways and places, and what we do is we help people strategize. We literally help you build your plan in your area. What's the best way to go about it? And I can tell you we are working all over the country, and we have a ton of success. So whether it's reinstituting the pledge in four different city councils in the Minneapolis area, for instance, or it's identifying a communist who's running for city council in the Pacific Northwest, or it's identifying somebody who's quietly leading Antifa thugs and communists in a particular area, getting them fired from their job so that they have to spend time finding a new job so they can't be, you know, organizing.
Causing trouble. Exactly.
Whatever. It's everything in the spectrum.
Well, John, this is brilliant that understanding the threat is doing this, but it requires an activated citizenry. I mean, look at, ladies and gentlemen, I mean, what are you waiting for? Are you waiting for gas to get up to $12 a gallon? You know, are you going to wait for, you know, inflation to overrun us in such a way that we're, you know, sitting there and hoping that we might have a soup kitchen in the neighborhood that could service, you know, not just the homeless, but even the soon to be homeless, because of, you know, these deliberate actions being done by this elite class. And it, and really, you know, one of the fundamental things in terms of, you know, having your eyes open to see is that you have to appreciate, if you can get your brain around this, the ruling elite firmly believes that this planet cannot sustain the population it has now. So if a million people die along the way, no big whoop, because it's kind of like they're somehow putting themselves in the position of God to help, you know, thin the herd, so to speak, John, right?
That's exactly right. You're exactly right. I mean, what we are experiencing, we need to accept, and we need to look at the totalitarian nature of what they're doing. Some of these things, like the Attorney General of the United States going after parents for standing up for their rights of their children in schools that are literally, in some cases, grooming children for sex trafficking, and parents are standing up for it, and they're the domestic terrorists. This is Stalinist tactics. That's exactly what it is.
UnderstandingTheThreat.com is where you want to go for more information.
If your family depends on your income and something happened to you, what would happen to them? You need life insurance, and SelectQuote can help you get it at a price you can afford.
SelectQuote found Jacob, 40, who's in excellent health, a 10-year, $500,000 policy for only $19 a month.
Not in perfect health? Don't worry.
SelectQuote found Tanya, 40, who has type 2 diabetes, a 10-year, $500,000 policy for only $32 a month.
We shop companies like Protective, Prudential, American General, and others to find you the company with the best rates. Give your family the security they need at a price you can afford.
For your free quote, call 1-800-885-0303. That's 1-885-0303. Or go to selectquote.com. That's 1-800-885-0303.
SelectQuote. We shop, you save.
Get full details on the example policies at selectquote.com/commercials. Your premium could vary depending on your health, issuing company, and other factors. Not available in all states.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
North Korean dictator Kim Jong-un, facing a food shortage, is asking his countrymen and women to eat less food as a communist nation deals with a food emergency that is expected to continue at least until 2025, according to some reports. About 40% of North Korea's 25 million citizens are estimated by the United Nations World Food Program to be undernourished. As lawmakers try to strike a deal, President Biden continues negotiating to get his social spending bill through Congress. He will meet with House Democrats on the partisan legislation and talk to the American people in a speech Thursday morning from the East Room. The president will be flying overseas at midday to meet with world leaders. The Houston Astros have tied up the World Series at one game apiece after a 7-2 win over the Atlanta Braves Wednesday evening. Game 3 will be in Atlanta Friday evening. USA Radio News.
At Social Security, we are always thinking of ways to save you time and make things easier. That's why we created My Social Security. Opening a My Social Security account gives you secure access to your personal record and interactive tools tailored for you. You can see if you are eligible to receive benefits, view spousal benefit estimates, and compare retirement benefit estimates at different ages or dates when you want to start receiving benefits. Already receiving benefits? Use your account to change your address, set up or change direct deposit, get a proof of income letter, and more. In most states, you can also request a replacement Social Security card. Save time. Go online. Open a My Social Security account at ssa.gov/myaccount. Social Security. Securing today and tomorrow.
Produced at U.S. taxpayer expense.
I'll tell you, John Guandolo always knows how to get your attention, right? Wow. This is what we're dealing with today here in America, ladies and gentlemen. I mean, we have got to wise up to the situation, and it's one of those things, you know, kind of like the old Valvoline commercial, right? You can pay me now or pay me later. The idea is if you pay later, it's much more expensive, it gets much more complicated, and this is the problem, because we've been missing this mark for a long time, and it's now that, you know, the Democrats... And it is the Democratic Party, okay? I mean, I get it. Sometimes people, you know, they don't want to be so offensive. So, well, you know, both parties do it. Yeah, I get it. But in this particular case, these policies clearly are coming out of the minds, and I mean really out of the minds, of these Democrat leaders, whether you want to call them left, the progressive, the Marxist of the Democratic Party. This is not your grandfather's Democratic Party. Clearly, that's really what's on display here. I mean, they are pushing something that even 30% of their own people during the primaries, that was all that accepted. 70% said, heck no, get that out of here. And so then we vote them into office because somehow we wanted some sort of kinder, more middle of the road type of president. And what does he do in the matter of months? He has us paying over $7 a gallon of gas, abandoning Americans in Afghanistan, leaving our borders wide open, and keeping us so vulnerable. It's incredible. Horace Cooper joins us now, the former constitutional law professor, recognized legal commentator, and Project 21 co-chair. Hey, Horace, how we doing, buddy?
Good morning. It's great to be on the program.
Hey, always good to have you here. But before we do this, you know, we got to talk about our favorite pastime, the World Series irony, if that's okay. Atlanta in Houston. I mean, it's like, why? And I'm sure, you know, these progressives and these elites are sitting there in their ivory towers of baseball dum-dum-dum and going, why couldn't it have been the Dodgers in Boston? It has to be these, you know, these two teams, Georgia, which, you know, we took away the world, you know, the All-Star game from Houston that we want to boycott because of the heartbeat bill and everything else. And now we got these two knucklehead teams from these two states, you know, being represented in the World Series. I mean, it's just like, I guess there's just not enough liquor in the cabinet to, you know, keep them numb through this series, maybe.
Mike say, only in America. Here we have two places with voter ID, two places that cause literally heads to explode from the wokesters. Now, I actually think there's some cosmic justice to awarding particularly Atlanta, although I'm rooting for the Astros, but particularly for awarding Atlanta a World Series berth, because all of those who had prepared and planned and invested for an All-Star game had it snatched from them in an unjust way, in a way that does not merit any actual justice or even logic. To move from there to Denver, where the rules were worse than they were, is a remarkable state of play, but that's how the wokesters operate. So I am enjoying what it must feel like for the folks who thought that it was the job of baseball to condemn the local communities where the game is played, instead of the job of baseball to welcome, to have open arms, and to operate as a way to bring Americans together. That was not their plan, but ultimately cosmic justice worked the other way.
Well, don't you love it? I mean, they give up one day, you know, one game, and now they've got three. They may even have four games now. And you know, God has a way of redeeming and rewarding in multiples of advantage for this injustice that was done on the people of Atlanta and small business. And I say congratulations to Atlanta, and we're looking forward to three exciting games in the World Series there in their hometown. And I just pray that, hey, look at that, you know, business flows in a grand way that stifles, that puts, you know, into mere insignificance what they lost for the All-Star game.
Oh, absolutely. I tell you, this is really cosmic justice. That's the very opposite of what their planning and their scheming would allow. And it's turning out it's an amazing series. I mean, we're 1-1 so far, but to watch the game, to watch the amazing awesomeness of these performers, and to then have all of the attention focused on two places where you could guarantee the wokesters would never have wanted. Oh, and by the way, the COVID restrictions.
Yes.
Oh, yeah, there aren't any.
Yeah. No, exactly. You know, there was one thing I mentioned. I think I mentioned this last week regarding, you know, all this COVID madness that we've been going through. And I was talking to a pastor friend of mine, Horace, and I said, you know, Let me bring this to thought here, because I'm realizing, unless I've missed something, there has not been one spreading event that has come out of any church in the United States. Not one. So what does that say about God's church and how God is protecting his people? And it was amazing. You know, these pastors and priests that I spoke with, they hadn't even thought about that. And yes, and we're seeing in these areas, like you say, what's happening, you know, out in the open. And of course, you know, Mr. Walensky has to come back and say, well, according to CDC, you know, we're not getting impacted all that bad, you know, from or at all in outdoor events. So they're not causing spreading events. So, yes, I mean, the whole irony of all this, as you say, cosmic justice, what's happening with COVID here, and you know, you've got fans in America that are going to the game and just enjoying a good ball game and a great series here. And
I love it. The leftist said that everything that defines America is the very thing that they're targeting. Faith is one of the core components of America. I understand that there's been an aggressive push, sometimes even successful, to marginalize it. But what you can't do is crush that out of the heart of what it means to be America, an American. That's why this country was founded. Yes, there were multiple reasons, but a core reason was for religious expression and faith. Freedom is also a core component of being an American. There is nothing so freeing like being able to sit at your favorite sports venue and enjoying it. We have been warned and warned about the so-called super spreader events. And yet, what we end up seeing is that there are not these super spreader events. I don't know if you knew this or not, but just last weekend, one of the biggest F1 race took place at the Circuit of the Americas in Austin. This weekend, nearly 300,000 people gathered. Because Texas is no longer a super spreader location, the media simply ignored that event. But they're also ignoring what's going on with the World Series. My point about this is they told us, if you go to church, you're going to kill yourself. They told us that if you sing in church, if you reach out to your neighbor in church, that's just tantamount to taking out a knife and stabbing them to death. None of that was true. None of it's been true with the NFL. None of it's been true with baseball. None of it has been true with the concerts. And all that we have been able to see is if you live in California, New York, New Jersey, or wherever, Michigan, or wherever the wokesters operate uncontradicted, all you've seen is there's less faith being allowed to be expressed, there's less freedom allowed to be manifest, and there's a whole lot more pain.
Yeah, because after all, where does freedom come from? Our Constitution is real clear. From God himself. More from Horace after this.
Confusion about how to protect yourself from COVID, with guidelines and regulations changing by the week. One thing is certain. You need an accurate thermometer for your family to check for fever, the leading sign of flu and COVID. Only the Exergen Temporal Scanner Thermometer has been proven accurate in more than 100 clinical studies. Don't rely on non-contact thermometers. They have no scientific studies behind them and can miss the fever that might mean COVID. Learn more at Exergen.com.
Exergen is changing the way the world takes temperature.
If you thought you missed the lowest mortgage rates in history, you're in luck, because they're back. Mortgage rates are near historic lows again. So if you have a mortgage, refinance it and forget it. You'll never have to worry about refinancing again. Network Capital Funding is offering a low 15-year fixed rate at 1.875% with a 2.01 APR. Incredible! Network Capital has built a reputation for saving people time and money with our unique process that's fast, simple, and secure. Our 15-year fixed rate is 1.875% with a 2.01 APR. Second chances don't come often, and you may never see these rates again. So refinance it and forget it. Get it. That's a 15-year fixed rate at 1.875%. Yes, 1.875% with a 2.01 APR. Call the experts at Network Capital now. Call 800-500-NUMBER-1-HIT. 800-500-1-HIT. As in home run. Call now and save big on your refi. 800-500-1-HIT. 800-500-1448.
NMLS ID 17712. Not licensed in all states. Visit NMLSConsumerAccess.org. Licensed by the California Department of Financial Protection and Innovation and the Financing Law. Number 603D787. An equal opportunity lender. Rates subject to change and may not be available to rate lock. Discount rates may apply. Subject to credit approval. Call 800-500-1448 for additional cost information.
But we have a truck leaving with a big order on Tuesday.
Tina's floor manager retired, leaving her tortilla factory flat out.
What do you mean she's on a silent retreat?
She must fill the role and all those orders.
We'll oversee production.
Indeed can help her hire great people fast.
I need Indeed.
Indeed you do. Schedule virtual interviews and talk to candidates right from your employer dashboard. Visit Indeed.com/credit and get $75 towards your first sponsored job. Terms and conditions apply.
Angie's List is now Angie, and caring for your home just got easier. Whether you need help with routine maintenance or a dream remodel, Angie makes it easy to see reviews, compare quotes, and connect with top local pros who can get the job done right. Plus, you can see upfront pricing and instantly book hundreds of projects. No phone tabs, just the work you need done at a time that works for you. Angie's got your to-do list covered from start to finish. Book your next home project today at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I.com.
Hear that? That's the sound of a man guarding his home around the clock. Because he has 24/7 professional monitoring from SimpliSafe Home Security. With 24/7 professional monitoring, SimpliSafe keeps watch night and day. If there's trouble, SimpliSafe alerts him and will dispatch emergency help when needed. Get free shipping with the order of a new system at SimpliSafe.com today.
Have you ever thought about turning your Glock, XD family, or 1911 handgun into a semi-automatic carbine? It only takes about 30 seconds. The MechTech Carbine Upper is classified as an accessory and can be delivered right to your doorstep with no FFL or background check required. It's the world's most versatile pistol accessory. Build your custom upper today. Simply go to handgunconversion.com. That's handgunconversion.com.
No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com. And an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Bill Martinez here, 14 minutes before the top of the hour. We're talking with Horace Cooper. Horace, you know, we talked about the spreading events. I don't know if you caught this as well, but you know, President Biden, who Terry McAuliffe didn't want in Virginia to begin with, he's so desperate. And with it being a dead heat now between him and Youngkin, I'm talking McAuliffe and Youngkin, you've got Joe Biden there. He shows up, and I don't know if you saw this very close conversation he had with a woman. He was like, he spit on her. You know, I in talking, you know, sometimes saliva can fly and all that. Like, he spit on her. And here we are, supposedly, I mean, dealing with vaccine mandates, wearing a mask, not wearing a mask, all this craziness going on. And you got the president of the United States spitting on this girl. It's crazy.
Rules for thee. But not for me. When he wants to go to a restaurant, when he holds events at the White House, all of the options are there. Even when he goes out to push for his Breakdown America Act, he calls it Build Better. I'm calling it Breaking Down America Act. You often will see how he's interacting without a mask. I would just correct you a little bit. He is on the ticket. And that is going to be a real problem in Virginia.
Well, they're trying to bring Trump and put him on the ticket, and that's a good point. You're exactly right. And the fact that it's even this close is quite telling and could be quite prescient and predictive of what could possibly occur and what some are predicting will occur for the midterms. And so I would agree with you, and this is why he's there. The Obamas are there. Go ahead.
Yeah, the mainstream media has done a disservice among many of their attempts at informing. They try continually to do the so-called noble lie. They lie to us for our own good. The only problem is, as when I was a kid and my grandmother told me about the boy who cried wolf, when you absolutely need them, people are not going to rely upon them. And so they have said that the problem in America is right-wing white men are the threat, and the real threat and the disruption and the destruction comes from the left, has historically been associated with the left, and the problems that our president is experiencing right now is precisely because the left has created unrealistic demands that our social system, our polity, is unable to tolerate. The media continues to try to claim, no, but for those mean old nasty conservatives and people on the right, all of his problems would go away. The American people are able to see it. Now, I don't know if your audience got a chance to see during the testimony before the United States Senate when our Attorney General was asked directly about the threat that the terrorism threat that faces America. Senator Booker explicitly asked him to identify whites, white males, and right-wingers as the primary threat facing America today for domestic terrorism. Since the Attorney General was under oath, he had to tell the truth, and he said he had no evidence that that is the case. You may recall the President of the United States earlier this year made exactly that claim. I called him out and said, release the evidence. Declassify the documentation. Yes. As soon as Senator Booker realized what he had asked and what had been answered, he immediately turned to other topics so that that didn't get focused on. The problem is the mainstream media refused to highlight that exchange.
Well, to your point with the mainstream media, I mean, they've lowered themselves to a level of irrelevance anymore. It's just like you say, people are, you know, they're just ignoring them anymore. They are less and less impactful, and they've lost their soul along the way. And I don't know what it's going to take or if they will ever be able to reapprehend it because they've lost so much credibility along the way, Horace.
Well, as I say, though, the real problem is going to be because they've lost so much credibility, because people say that they have an agenda and they admit to being a part of the noble lie. But remember, in noble lie is lie.
Yes,
your rationale,
exactly.
Your motivation, none of that matters. Because they are party to that, in the event they are actually ever needed, they won't be able to be used. The good news is programs like yours and others that are prepared to give your audience the truth, you understand that the relationship that you and your audience have is built by being reliable, by being trustworthy, by being a resource where people can go and get information from your program that they can't find in most other places. That actually is an advantage, not a disadvantage.
Well, and this is why, Horace, we're so grateful for the networks that we work with. You know, so often guests will ask me, they'll go, Bill, how can you talk about those things that you talk about? And you ask a question, I can't even bring that up with other shows. And I said, we're blessed to be involved with a very independent group of networks that allow us, and they are with us in terms of the search for truth and freedom. And that's where it's found. Freedom is found in the truth. And when you're being lied to, what you realize, if you can believe your eyes and leave your eyes open enough, as John Guandola was saying, and you have to believe your eyes, is that as you buy into more lies, you surrender more of your freedoms. And this is where we are today. It's a slow and progressive creep that is happening upon the very spirit that this country was founded on, Horace Cooper.
There's absolutely no evidence that there is a threat from white men, whites, or the right to the fabric of America. There is no evidence of that. And an honest media working for America would call out any time the federal government threatens to use its awesome powers to target one particular segment, would say, whoa, 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 that's a risk, that's a threat. Please justify this. Their absolute failure to do that is more than a little bit revealing.
Exactly. Well, and even the school board had to back off on this, Horace.
Yes, but there's no evidence of this.
Yes.
Absolutely. Why is what is happening at our school board considered a national security threat? Why wouldn't the media leap forward to say, wait a second, why is this a national security threat? Chicago is having an epidemic of handgun violence and death and mayhem. No response from the federal government. Places like New York City are having similar types of issues. No response from the federal government. Portland, no response from the federal government. And now we're about to see these kinds of workers, first responders, laid off in the middle of a pandemic, and the media doesn't say, whoa, 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 wait a second.
Exactly.
Don't you need to give that group an exemption at least?
Well, and especially no, no on response. Top of that, yeah, and on top of that, let's deal with the reality that the problem we have, last time I checked, is a labor shortage, right? and now you're going to, oh, go ahead.
Here's the real quick story. In the midst of this labor shortage caused by the shutdown, caused by the dramatic and abrupt contraction of the economy, you don't actually need 50% of Americans to complain about a vaccine mandate for it to be disruptive. You don't need 30%. You need just a little more than 8% of people in America to say, heck no, I won't go, for it to have significant repercussions all throughout the economy. Why isn't the media telling us this?
They're not helping us at all, and they're just giving more coverage for this government, this oppressive government, to take a deeper hold and to rob us of more of our freedoms to where, you know, and this is where the media is complicit. They're useful idiots in this regard, which is amazing to me, because when you think of the intellectual potential, let's just say intellectual potential there, I want to be nice about it, that is there amongst the media, they've checked out. And when we need them to be there on behalf of freedom and for the American people, they become so ideologically fixed and siloed that they're hurting us, and they will ultimately destroy their own profession, Horace.
You're exactly correct. This economy, if the vaccine mandate that I believe ultimately will be found to be unconstitutional goes into effect, and then the local governments like Chicago, like New York, and other places in America go forward with their first responders, Los Angeles, for instance, and places in California, if they go into effect, there is going to be a remarkably harmful effect to our economy. It is hurtful to all of us, and it's
exactly
devastating for the liberals.
Who's going to cover the lawsuits?
Yeah, who's going to cover the lawsuits? But who's going to cover the day of reckoning that's about to happen to
exactly
the liberals on Election Day next year?
Well, we would only hope that it would happen to them, but ladies and gentlemen, we the people are paying the bill. Thank you, Horace Cooper.
What better gift to give your loved ones than the gift of good health? And where better to buy those good health gifts than sunny-bay.com? Hey, it's great that you're hearing this message now, because buying your holiday gifts from Sunny Bay early will save you money. And that's just one reason why Sunny Bay is in business and has been for over 15 years, helping you with fashionable and useful products for better health. See our unique and quality made travel pillows, or our unique neck and body wraps that help immediate pain relief and deep muscle relaxation. Come in a wide variety of uses. Apply hot or cold therapy, and are all made in the USA. See our great selection, affordable prices, and wonderful health products at sunny-bay.com. And remember, order early when our stock is high and shipping is fast. Just click sunny-bay.com. That's sunny-bay.com. And happy holidays from Sunny Bay.
The final phase of